Saints. As kind of down as they've been, as the league has proven this year, they're still a very dangerous team.
Well, it's kind of like Coach Fox said, you don't really have to worry too much about their record when you look at the tape. They're a very talented, really good football team.
What do you think they've been able to do to really turn the corner? Because they have had kind of a struggle this early season. Do you see them just kind of coming together, executing better?
As far as the Saints?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I know they had a tough stretch there early, but now they've won some games, and it's just a matter of time for them. I mean, they're a good team. They've got too many really good players. So we'll have to prepare really well this week. It is another primetime game, like you said, so that's fun. But, you know, we need to come out to ready to roll.
A lot of criticism on their defense, and that it's their weakest point right now. You can't even begin to rely on that, can you? Or even let that even.
No, they have a good team. I mean, we'll get into the game plan stuff here in the next couple of days. Take a good look at them today and tomorrow. But I already know that they have some very good players there on defense, and we'll have to be ready.
Is it a little bit frustrating knowing how good that game was in San Diego, and you guys had that bye week? Can you recapture any of that energy and momentum? Is that able to carry over now, or is it you start from scratch?
I guess you'd like to have some of that momentum from the second half carry over. But it's good, having the bye week is a good thing. It's good to get a little bit of rest, to get away from it for a second and come back, you know, ready to go. We got 10 left here, and hopefully we'll have some more after that. But it all kind of depends on how we treat those 10, how we treat each week. It's a 1 week at a time deal, and this is a big one.
Are you a guy that totally steps away from everything on bye week, or do you still kind of keep your nose in the football?
Well, I kept track of what was happening yesterday, it's nice to actually get to watch a little college football for once. Kind of get away, but also keeping track of what's going on.
Yeah. Jake, what do you think of the notion in the public that your schedule lightens up after the bye now?
I guess the public, I mean, it's just 1 week at a time deal. I mean, we have to prepare every week. Do we play some good teams early? Yeah, but we play some good teams going forward too. Every week is its own deal in this league. So I was kind of thinking of a smart aleck answer at first, but like the public, doesn't get to play the games. We have to. So I'm going to treat it like, we're playing the best team every week, because that's how it is. Any given week, any team can play. I mean, we've played some games where we didn't play well. We've played other, second half of San Diego, nobody, it's just you got to prepare every week.
The schedule was front loaded, but do you see the Saints as part of that front loaded top daily schedule too?
Well, again, I don't really think the schedule's front or back loaded or whatever. I mean, I guess if you look at the records at the end of the year, you can determine where the best teams were and all that type of stuff. But we've played good teams, but the Saints are another good one. So we'll play good teams after the Saints too.